discomfort for his sake, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhi nastafa amma ba'd. Fa'udh billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafatahu wa la tattabi'u khutuwat ash-shaytan. إنه لهم عدو مبين. وقال تعالى: لكفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم. وقال تعالى: لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة. وقال تعالى: قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا الذي له ملك لهما في السماوات وما في الأرض لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My most respected elders, beloved brothers, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah and for allowing us to come to His house. May Allah ta'ala fill all our hearts with the love for Allah ta'ala, with the love for His friends, with the love for good deeds, with the love for the places of piety and virtue, with the love for them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and His sunnah. And may Allah ta'ala keep us with iman, with strong iman, and may Allah ta'ala take us from this dunya with complete and perfect iman, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala resurrect us with complete and perfect iman, inshallah. In this life, everybody has priorities, everyone has priorities, and the dearest priority to everybody in this life is life itself. Everyone loves their own life. No matter how much he loves anybody else or anything else, but he'll be prepared to sacrifice anything to save his own life. A person will be able to even ready to sacrifice his own child to save his own life. However, my dear brothers, for a person with iman, for a mu'min cherishes and he preserves and he loves and he will prioritize his iman above everything else. Why? Because he believes in an afterlife. A person of iman, he believes that this life is not the be-all and end-all of everything. This life is just a phase in his complete existence. And how you will live in this life will determine how you live in the life after he dies. Therefore, he will give preference to his iman over everything else. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, my dear brothers, gives us only one chance in this world. If a person lives his world with iman, then he's guaranteed success in the life hereafter. In the qabr, there will be success for him. And when he stands before Allah on the day of Qiyamah, he will be successful. And Allah will grant him a life of ever-ending happiness in Jannah. But any person that lives this world without iman, my dear brothers, there's no second chance for him. Nobody ever can happen. Fir'aun was about to die. What did he say? I bring iman in the rub of the Banu Israel. He said, He said, I bring iman in the Lord of the Banu Israel, and I am a Muslim now. But that, my dear brothers, was too late for him. The time for him to bring iman was when he was alive in this world, not now when he was now already seeing the unseen things. So, if a person in this world fails in some venture, he always has a second chance. you can make an effort again and you can come right. But if a person leaves this world without iman, my dear brothers, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَيُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ يُفْتَدَى بِهِ. Allah says, those who die without iman, Allah says, Allah will never accept from them, even if they have to offer the world, they have to offer the space between the earth and the sky full of gold to redeem themselves from Jahannam, Allah says, will never accept that from them. This is how valuable iman is compared to everything else in this world, my beloved brothers. So we have to actually work hard to preserve this iman. We have to live in this world keeping in mind the akhirat. We cannot lose sight of the hereafter. That is our destination. We cannot sacrifice our destination, our end result, for some happiness and some comfort and some pleasures of this life in this world. Look at the life of those people who were close to Allah Ta'ala, who understood the purpose of life. You see how little they enjoyed of this life. They made use of the amenities and the facilities in this life, but they never made it come in the way of their ultimate destination, that was the Akhirah, Jannat. And every prophet that came in this world, they came on Islam. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came, he brought the message of Tawheed to his people. Continuously he gave da'wah towards Iman, towards Tawheed, towards believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many generations passed. Eventually, Adam alayhi salam left the world, and then you find the people now began to go towards shirk, towards polytheism, idolatry, worshipping the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we see around today also. So Allah Ta'ala, after about plus minus 10 generations, Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. In those days they had long lifespans. Nuh alayhi salam came in the world, and then he also, Allah says in the Quran, Quran says very very clearly, for 950 years he invited people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, for 950 years, not 95 years, not 9.5 years, not 100 years, 200 years, for 950 years he gave da'wah, he invited people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually he also left this world. Go forward many many generations afterwards, Allah ta'ala sends two of his great prophets in this world, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Nabi Isa alayhi salam, like all the other prophets of the Bani Israel and all the other previous prophets also, they also were on Islam, on the deen of Islam. They were not any other religion, they were also on Islam. They gave the same message. The same message they gave. There may be maybe small changes in the way of, in the manner of praying, in the manner of attaining purification, and a few minor things. But the basic message was one and the same. Tawheed and belief in Allah Ta'ala, and following the life example of the Prophet that was sent to them. Nabi Musa alayhi salam came to them, he was given the Torah. They followed Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They believed in him, they followed him. Then Allah's decree came, Musa alayhi salam left this world. Then changes began to come in the people again. They began to go towards idol worship. They began to go off the track. They began to tamper and interfere with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but sometime later Allah ta'ala sends Nabi Isa alayhi salam to them. Isa alayhi salam comes to them, and he comes to them again with the pure message of Islam, of Tawheed, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow me, O Bani Israel. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, I remember when Nabi Isa alayhi salam told these people, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Who is he addressing? Not addressing the whole of mankind. This is a misconception that is being spread all over the world today, that he came as a savior for mankind. He says very clearly, Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. O Bani Israel, O children of Israel, O Israelites, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ. I have been sent as a messenger of Allah to you specifically. وَصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ. I have been sent to confirm to you whatever was given to you by Musa alayhi salam in the Torah. Whatever he said in the Torah is 100% correct. I have been given the book, the Injil, which confirms whatever is in the Torah. So follow me. I am Allah's Prophet that has been sent to you, O Bani Israel. مصدقا لما بين يديه من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد. And I have been sent also to give you glad tidings of a Nabi that's going to come after me, and his name will be Ahmad, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many of them believed in him, but some of them refused to believe in him, and they refused to follow him, and they were regarded as disbelievers, even though they claimed to follow Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his teachings. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's teaching became abrogated. They were now null and void. Now the Nabi to follow was Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Many years later, Nabi Isa alayhi salam was also raised, lifted from this dunya. As Muslim, Nabi Isa, our belief is, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. Isa alayhi salam did not die, was not crucified, was not killed by his enemies. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا قَتَلُوا أَلَفَقْ negates the belief. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ, they did not kill him. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, and neither did they crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. One meaning of this is, Ulama say, somebody was made to resemble him. That person may have been crucified or killed or whatever it may be, but Allah Ta'ala took him into his presence. Allah Ta'ala took him away back into Jannah, to return to the dunya once again, and to continue and to propagate the message of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he will pass away, he will live a normal life, he will get married. Ulama say in the hadith, according to the Ulama, very very important for us, my dear brothers, to read about the signs of the Akhirat, signs of Qiyamah, the signs of the last day, the coming of Isa al-Islam. And you see, my dear brothers, the stage is already being set. Very very quickly things are happening that they prophesied the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam centuries ago. Isa al-Islam left this dunya, and for plus minus 550 years people lived how they wanted to live. They followed him, some followed him, some followed the other ways. And then Allah sent his beloved Habib Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this dunya. Allah says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Allah made him خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. Allah made him the seal of all prophets. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the wonders of Allah ta'ala, towards worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then many people, sahaba al-kiram, followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many people reject Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a complete way of life. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set the standard that Islam is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the Quran Sharif, and following the example of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala revealed a complete deen to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Hajjatul Wada, Allah ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. Today I have akmaltu lakum deenakum, I have perfected for you my religion. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I have completed for you my favor. And I'm happy with Islam as your way of life. So Allah made Islam complete and perfect. No need for any changes anywhere. So, my dear, Islam is complete. Islam is the one only faith. There's no interfaith. There's no believing that all the rivers go to the ocean. So just like that also, all religions are one. They all originate from Almighty God. Na'udhu Billah. That is kufr and shirk. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran very, very clearly, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Allah Ta'ala says, those people that say that Isa alayhi salam is the deity, is the one that we should worship, Allah says, they are kafir. They are disbelievers. They are disbelievers. That is kufr. Allah Ta'ala is one. La ilaha illallah. The whole Quran is filled with the statement, La ilaha illallah. آمن بي بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Allah Ta'ala is the one. So Allah Ta'ala says, verily those people that say that Isa Islam is the deity, is the one that is deserving to be worshipped, they are kafir, they are disbelievers. Allah Ta'ala says, لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة. Those people that say that Allah is one of the three, they believe in the Trinity, that's also kufr, that's also disbelief. Can you equate Islam with any other religion? You cannot equate Islam with any other religion. Islam is unique. Islam is the only religion accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Verily the deen by Allah, acceptable to Allah ta'ala, is only Islam and nothing else. That is the deen of Allah ta'ala, my dear. And Allah ta'ala does not tolerate any resemblance with any other religion. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us a unique way of life. Allah Ta'ala give us a deen that completely abhors polytheism and idol worship. Many, many things that lead to idol worship and to sin also, Allah has even forbidden those things. For example, Allah Ta'ala says, لا تقرب الزنا إنه كان فحش. Allah says, don't go anywhere near adultery. Allah doesn't say, don't commit zina. Allah says, don't go anywhere near zina. Allah says, for example, Allah Ta'ala made so many things haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it completely haram. And anything that takes you towards the sin also will become haram. So my dear brothers, can you imagine now the thing that is most hated to Allah Ta'ala? How much we should stay far from that also? Huh? What is the most hated sin in Allah Ta'ala's eyes? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah will never forgive shirk. Allah will never forgive anybody making a partner with Allah Ta'ala in anything whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala is unique. When the people of Makkah came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one day you worship us, or worship our God, and the next day we worship your God. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran Sharif ayat surah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ ولا انتم عابدون ما اعبد ولا انا عابد ما عبدتم ولا انتم عابدون ما اعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. I will not worship what you worship, and neither are you going to worship what I worship. If I follow you, you will not worship what I worship. You'll be just on the surface making it seem like you're worshiping Allah Ta'ala. You don't have iman. Allah Ta'ala made a very, very clear distinction between iman and kufr, my dear. So very, very important for us to preserve our deen, not to do anything that resembles the non-Muslims in their ways. We have to, our honor, our Islamic sense of honor, that we should make us dislike anything that resembles kufr and shirk, or that leads to us kufr and shirk. Sahaba ikram, when they went to Medina Munawwara, and they made hijrah to Medina Munawwara, and then Nabi Prophet came to Medina Sharif. At that time, the people were celebrating certain occasions, certain celebrations that they were having. So Nabi Pak asked them, what are all these celebrations? They said, these are the celebrations from previous times. These customs were in vogue from many, many years. So we are just following that. So Nabi said to them, قَدْ أَبْدَلَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala has changed all those, from today onwards, Allah Ta'ala has changed and replaced all those customs and celebrations with two Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Islam has changed. Islam came to change, make about a change. Islam didn't come to just follow suit. Islam came with a revolution in belief and in practice, in our lifestyle, in everything. In akhlaq, in everything, our iman has to change. Iman has to become strong. Our iman completely changed in our iman, in our way of worship, in our akhlaq, our character, in our business dealings, in our social etiquette, everything. There has to be a distinctive flavor in a Muslim life, and that is the flavor of iman, Quran and Sunnah must be there. So Sahaba Ikram, they were following, the people were following some other way of celebration. Nabi Prophet said, no, Allah Ta'ala has now replaced all those celebrations with two celebrations, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. One occasion, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu was sitting with some other Jews, other Muslims that they were Jews before. Abdullah bin Salam, you know, was a very, very famous Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was amongst those, they were very educated Jews. He was like a rabbi amongst the Jews. But when he came into Islam, he made a complete change. Completely committed to Islam and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like there were many other Jews who came into Islam. Like how there were many mushriks and Christians that came into Islam. There were many Jews also who came into Islam. And they were very proud to be Muslim also. So one day they were sitting together and they were discussing and they were saying, look, Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with Iman and Islam. Allah has given us Iman and Islam. And he said that we know that the day of Jummah, the day of Friday, is a very special day in Islam. And we observe all the etiquette and we give this day of Friday its full respect and honor. Whatever it is, day of Surah Kahf, Durood Sharif, going to the masjid, whatever Jummah requires us to do, we are doing it, Alhamdulillah. But he said amongst themselves, they began to be speaking amongst themselves. He said, but you know, in Islam, Islam doesn't forbid us from honoring the day of Saturday. Now in the Jewish religion, Saturday holds a great importance. It is their holy day, their very big day in the Jewish religion. The best day in the week, according to them, was the day of Sabbath. Sabbath. So they said to themselves, they were discussing among themselves, that look, although we know Islam, in Islam, we are Muslim and we love the day of Jummah, we give it the biggest honor, the greatest honor. But there's nothing that stops us from giving some respect and honor to the day of Saturday, Sabbath. And the second thing that they were discussing, they said also that in our previous religion, anything to do with the camel was forbidden. The skin of the camel was impure. The milk of the camel was haram. The meat of the camel was haram for us. However, in Islam, we are not forced to eat the milk, or to drink the milk of the camel, or to eat the meat of the camel, or to use the skin of the animal. So we will avoid it. We won't eat the meat, we won't drink the milk, we won't sit on the skin of the camel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this ayat of the Quran Sharif. يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْخُرُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّ أَوْ يُدْرِهُ وَالْإِمَانِ. Enter into Islam completely, not partially, not one leg in Islam and one leg somewhere else, one leg into Christianity, one leg in Christmas, one day in Eid, one leg in Diwali, one day in Eid. No, you have to shun every other way of life, come into Islam and cut your ties off with everything else. That's why a person that becomes a Muslim, the ulama say it is necessary for him to have khatna also, to show that he has now cut himself off from everything and completely, even physically he is showing to Allah Ta'ala that I have now separated myself from every other way of life. So very important that we have to hold firm onto our deen. Nabi Paak alayhi salam said, لو كان موسى وعيسى حيان لما وسعهما إلا اتباعي. If Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam were alive today, they also would have no choice but to follow my example, follow my way of life. Take my ittiba, follow the Quran and follow my way of life, follow my sunnah. My dear brothers, so our deen is very, very pure. And our deen shuns and discourages any form of resemblance to any other way of life. That's why in these days, we know, at this moment, present season we are going through now, along to come to the Nasara, they believe today is the day when Isa alayhi salam was crucified. But we know that Isa alayhi salam was not crucified. Allah says, وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. He was not crucified. So all the beliefs that they have are incorrect. And likewise, my dear, any ritual associated to those beliefs are also incorrect and should be avoided. And so the ulama even say, this Easter eggs and these hot cross buns are haram. They are haram not because of the ingredients. It can be made of pure halal ingredients, mashallah. But because they have an origin, they originate from a pagan and a kufr belief. Anything to do with that is also has to be shunned and haram. This is very, very important for us to understand that, because our deen is pure. Allah Ta'ala will only accept that which is pure. We have to show Allah Ta'ala our love for him, our love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Prophet said, Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever resembles any community, any nation, he will be from amongst them. He will be classified in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala as amongst them. Another hadith says, Man tashabbaha biqawmin hushira ma'ahum. That person that resembles any nation, he will be raised with them. One great alim, one alama Kabiri rahmatullah, he mentioned also, if a man of 50 years, Muslim of 50 years, he gives a non-Muslim an egg during the time of their celebration, believing it to be auspicious, then he loses his iman, faqad kafra, he has become a kafir, loses his iman, and all his ibadah of 50 years is null and void. So very important, my dear, for us to shun all the practices of non-Muslims. Our deen, we have to preserve our deen. And especially for our coming generations, if you hold on to our deen very, very firmly, then inshallah, those who will come after us, they will know that their forefathers, they held on to deen very, very rigidly. Today there is a move to water our deen down. They say, don't become too rigid. Don't become too fundamentalist. You mustn't become fanatic, my dear brothers. Study the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba Ikram. All those that are saying fanatic, they have to hold their tongues. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba Ikram, they upheld the deen with their lives. They upheld the deen with their lives. They were ready to lay down their lives for one order of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As Umar radiallahu anhu is passing away, he has been stabbed, he is bleeding. He passes away within 2 days. He's falling unconscious. just to show you an example, a young man comes to him. Young man comes to him to console him and to pay his respects, because Sahaba loved Umar radiallahu anhu. He was very, very firm on the law of Allah, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They loved him because he was a righteous, upright, firm leader. So this young person comes to pay his respects to Umar radiallahu anhu, and as he's about to leave, Umar radiallahu anhu notices that this young boy's trousers are well below his ankles. And he says, "What do you think he does?" He called the young person back. He said, "But come back." He says, "Raise your pants above your ankles," because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always had his pants above his ankles. This is how much they regarded the way of life, every minute attribute of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every simple act of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every preference of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had a place in their heart. There was no lip service to Islam. They practically demonstrated their love for Islam by the way of life. Today we give flowery talks, we read mashallah books, our libraries, hope they're filled with books about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and about Islam. Sahaba said they didn't have one volume of books, many of them couldn't even read, but Allah made them examples for the whole of mankind till Qiyamah. Today we got volumes, you got Bukhari Sharif, 9 volumes in English, you got Quran Sharif, whole set of Quran Sharif translation, we got Hadith and we got Fiqh, and got so many books in our libraries. But my dear brothers, how much of deen is in my life? Allah wants to see deen in my life. Our life is very, very short, my dear brothers. Time for us to leave this world is around the corner. We don't know when we're going to leave this world. Time for us to make a change and get close to Allah Ta'ala is now. May Allah Ta'ala make us all firm on the deen, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala fill our hearts with love for Him, love for His orders. And may Allah Ta'ala fill our hearts with love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and His Sunnah Tariqah. And may Allah Ta'ala make the aspiration for our life that Islam must come alive in the whole world. A true Muslim will desire what Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in this world for every person in the world to become a Muslim. How every non-Muslim outside there, those people are so good, such good qualities they have, such generous people, such kind people. But how can they go to Jahannam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had that pain in his heart. Allahu Akbar. How can they go to Jannat? But if we are true followers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just as we want to imitate him outwardly also, our desire should be that how we can have the gham and the fikr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How one person in this dunya can come unto Islam, get success in this dunya, qabr and akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, may Allah keep us with iman, take us from this dunya with complete iman. May Allah raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhu da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salat.
Alhamdulillah al-qail wallazina amanu wa 'amilus solihati ulaika ashabul jannah hum fiha khalidun fanahmaduhu hamdan katsiran kullama yahmaduhu al-hamidun wa nashkuruhu shukran jamilan kullama yashkuruhu shakirun wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd fa ya nas usikum wa nafsi bi taqwallah فقد فاز المتقون ويقول الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا الله حيثما كنت أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وقال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون
Brothers that are installing the wuzu kind of space upstairs, there's enough space upstairs, whoever doesn't fit can go upstairs inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى
الله أكبر
سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.